Howdy, howdy, space shifters. This is David Getchy, Sierra Lupe, on behalf of the Department of Interdimensional Communication here at Orkin Raptor and Racket International. And I'm here to tell you that reality, my friends, the universe, the world, whatever you call this space that you occupy, it's far more complicated than you probably realize. This space bubble that you inhabit and all of the cascading moments of understanding that have shaped the limits of your experience, it's not actually as well-constructed a bubble as you would hope. And the story, folks, the story that you constantly tell yourself and that you call reality, I'm afraid it's woefully inadequate. You see, so many things that you believe are impossible are in fact very possible. For instance, my visionary listeners, I'm speaking to you from a dimension entirely separate from your own. I'm speaking to you from another dimension. The words I'm speaking into this microphone right now will dimension hop to a different world before they reach your ears. This is happening for a lot of different reasons, which we'll get into over time, but right now, the key point is that here in the notably unscientific-looking space afforded us by ORNR's Department of Interdimensional Communication, we believe we have achieved one-way interdimensional communication.
Another great disturbance in the Force.
Now, I'm sorry if these transmissions don't sound scientific enough. I know if I were on the receiving end of a reality-shattering transmission from another dimension, I would expect it to be backed up with lots of science. But the fact is, my friends, dimensional travel is more art than science. As I look around the room outside of this recording booth, you know, I see a lot of computers, which is entirely common. And none of those computers are crunching any kind of serious numbers or doing any sort of scientific investigation. As a matter of fact, Lufa over there is watching sports on his computer, and Nick has got YouTube going. And I see last night's presidential debate on Lance's computer. Our conference table is covered with maps and miniatures and character sheets from our current Dungeons & Dragons campaign. And our whiteboard is half covered by a doodle that Nick drew of Norway. And you know what? That doodle's been there for over a month. And that just goes to show you how often we do serious, scientific whiteboard work here at the Department of Interdimensional Communication. And then there's this music. This music that you're hearing under my voice right now. I hope you like it. If you caught the first transmission, we used Masters of Science Fiction as our music embed. That was inspired, actually, because that's kind of how we do this whole transdimensional outreach thing. We've mastered science fiction. ¶¶
The reason we're embedding our message in music is because we need to plant our transmissions into something that already exists in your dimension, and as it happens, music works pretty well. Now, one of the things we've discovered is that social media also works, but social media is way more difficult to work with than music is. So the best we can hope for right now, here at the beginning, is that, you know,
you can expect us to appear as memes, you know, maybe clickbait, you know, nothing focused, but you can find us out there in the social media stream. And of course, there's this podcast. This podcast is actually the key to this whole thing. This podcast is our doorway to your dimension. But anyways, the reason I'm making this transmission right now is because we need something from you. Right now, we're sending this transmission out into the ether. We have no idea who is receiving it. What we need is a response. We need one of you out there to give us a thumbs up and let us know that it's all working out.
Remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
So, if you're hearing us, we're going to start transmitting instructions for you to respond to these transmissions the next time out. So, look for us in your social media streams and, you know, certainly in these embedded transmissions on this podcast. We're looking forward to hearing from you. End transmission 4.